Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by Lullabot On-Site Training. Need training for your Drupal web team? Lullabot's staff of expert Drupal trainers can come on-site to your place of work with a curriculum customized just for you. Past training clients include Stanford University, Arizona State University, Best Buy, The Economist, Popular Science, the U.S. Department of Commerce, Turner Broadcasting, and many more. We've trained thousands of new Drupal developers, and we'd be happy to get your team up and running with the knowledge they need to make your Drupal project a success. Visit lullabot.com/training or call 877-LULLABOT for more information.
My name's Jacob Redding, and I've been working on the association for the past few years, and just recently was hired as a 6-month interim managing director, which just means I get to work full-time with the Drupal Association. It's been really good because now we're using this opportunity to put some more organization behind the association to allow us to better support DrupalCon, Drupal Camps, to put some more effort into building our server infrastructure and getting some sponsors to help pay for some new servers and a lot of other initiatives that we have going on. But now we can do it instead of a volunteer basis. I can actually work on it full-time.
So maybe talk a bit about what's it been like with the Drupal Association, having the members have client work and then on top of the core work, which is then in their free time, which is then the association, which is additional free time. So like maybe just talk about that dynamic and how it's been working out.
Yeah, well, most of the members of the association, we have 35 permanent and board members. And yeah, you're absolutely right. They have full-time jobs. They work on core. They, you know, do client work. They theme. They design. And then on top of all that, they come and they volunteer a few hours a week to work on the association. The dynamics actually worked really well because it keeps them very connected with the Drupal community. It keeps them very in sync with what the community wants and what their needs are. However, it doesn't leave a whole lot of time for the mundane details of running a business, such as just calling the bank and sitting on hold for 2 hours or filing some legal papers or getting shipping documents going. And those things tend to fall off because they're tedious and they take a little while. But now, since I'm working full-time, I can handle some of those things, as well as start looking at strategy and what we can be doing in a few years and setting up that infrastructure for that, while taking the ideas of these people and running with them, essentially.
And each time you have a DrupalCon, there's a chance for a lot of the Drupal Association members to actually physically be in the same place at the same time. So maybe talk a bit about the meetings that you have here versus the meetings that you have leading up to DrupalCon and what type of stuff you guys are dealing with. But just the fact that you sometimes are virtual and sometimes are face-to-face.
Yeah, most of our meetings between DrupalCons are all over IRC, so we never meet face-to-face until DrupalCon, which is our once-a-year opportunity, or twice-a-year opportunity, one in Europe, one in the U.S., to get together and see each other face-to-face. Before that, it's all IRC. So that dynamic works because we're all used to it. This is what the Drupal community uses to communicate every day. But it is nice just to, you know, put a face to a name, meet with somebody, shake their hand, and just make that connection, which is really good.
And how is it for the Drupal Association to make decisions and take action on those, and maybe talk about some of those decisions and actions that have been taken recently?
Yeah. Well, we have a lot of different initiatives, and they all come from, mainly they just bubble up through the community. So community has an idea, they are excited about it, so they become a permanent member, they apply for it, and then they're in the association, so we can kind of use our leverage as a Belgium nonprofit and a U.S. nonprofit to get that out there, so we have that legal standing. In terms of when we go to do something, you know, recently this year we bought 3 new servers, a really hefty one and 2 new front-end balances, and we spent, I think, around $31,000, $32,000 on new servers, which is great. But it takes a while just because legally, if you're a Belgium company, our servers are actually in Oregon. You can't buy things in Europe and ship it to the States without having customs, and you can't buy things in the States if you're a Belgium organization. So we have some like little things that had to occur to make that happen. It took a while, but you know, it definitely works.
And so what's on your plate for, you know, when did you start and what's on your plate for coming up now with the work that you're going to be doing day to day for the Drupal Association?
Yeah, I started just about 6 weeks ago on a full-time position. Like I said, I've been with the association for about 2.5 years, but now we'll be able to focus full-time on it. It's only been about 6 weeks. Now what I've been working on has been just getting that infrastructure going and what we're working on now in the next few months is really more what the future holds for the association. You know, are we going to run more than one DrupalCon, say maybe a third one, or there's been talk of maybe a fourth one or a larger one? Are we going to put more support towards camps? We've talked a lot about that. With our server infrastructure, we need to really ramp that up. Our growth is phenomenal, and so we need more servers, more support over there. And there's a lot of different initiatives we have. We still have trademark, copyright, and meetups and sports and jams and the D.O redesign and all kinds of things that are happening. And right now we're formulating that plan and then going to execute on that for the remainder of this year.
I guess the Drupal Association typically has stepped back from funding specific development on specific projects, but has there been some exceptions or any thought of like looking at highly critical projects, critical to the infrastructure or functioning of the DDAuto community and collaboration platform?
Yeah. Well, the Drupal Association is designed to support the community. So we're really the support organization that makes sure that the servers are up and running, that they're, you know, we have high uptime on that, that the code is copyrighted and protected, runs the conferences and makes sure that we have a place to get together. And those sorts of items are very, very support. We don't write any code. We don't hire any developers. We have no say in the Drupal project. We don't direct core. We can't tell you if a feature is going in or not. That's completely up to the community. We just want to make sure that there's a support there. Now, that's not to say that we haven't. We did, with the community's support, we did do half and half funding for the package install profiles that went on Drupal.org. And that's an infrastructure that'll eventually be used to allow you to download Drupal in different kind of flavors. So you can download it in a different language, or you can download it with certain sets of modules already installed. But it would be coming from Drupal.org, so you have the most up-to-date code, the most up-to-date modules, the most up-to-date translation or languages. And we did that just half and half. We couldn't fund the whole thing because that goes kind of against our charter, but we're comfortable funding something like that because there wasn't a lot of community support around it. Something very specific to just Drupal.org. Not a lot of people can use that off Drupal.org. So we went ahead and funded part of that.
I see. And there's also each year there's new members that come in, new ideas and new energy. So maybe talk about, you know, as the Drupal community is growing, the Drupal Association is also getting bigger each year as well.
Yeah. So like I said, we have a 35 member base, and there's 9 board members and then 24 permanent members. And once a year, there's a voting that happens in the spring. And some members will decide that they want to focus on their work some more, and new members will come in. And we keep kind of a cycle of fresh developers and fresh ideas to keep that creativity, that innovation, and that drive and momentum going. But we also maintain a 2-year term for our president, secretary, and treasurer. So there is some continuity there. And many of our board and permanent members decide to rerun for their positions. So they stay on, and we have continuity in there. But right now we have a whole new batch of really fresh people who are great. They have wonderful ideas, and we're really pushing forward and doing some neat things this year.
And what do you see as some of the pain points of the working within the Drupal Association, and what do you see on the horizon in terms of like what may change or come of some of those growth opportunities?
Yeah, well, I mean, one of the points is that we still are a mainly volunteer-ran organization. So I'm now full-time in a temporary position, and everybody else is still a volunteer. So they're finding the time when they have, and they do a really good job at finding the time. But at some point, everybody runs out of volunteer hours. So that's a little point, because when you're running an organization, sometimes you just need the stuff to get done. You know, we've all ran into that. And there's these mundane little details, call the bank, or go over here, or work with the conference center. And they take quite a bit of work, but they're not terribly exciting. You know, you want to build the next best thing. That's why we work on Drupal, because they're on the cutting edge and building it. And you kind of want to focus on that. So that's a little bit of a point. We're addressing it. We have a plan in there to get some other people on staff. You know, we have a great accountant now that we didn't have before. He's really helping us out. We're making good connections with lawyers and such that can help us out. And we're looking at other bits of management piece that can help us offload some of the tedious work of running an actual business so that our members can focus on, you know, whatever their goals and their initiatives are. but that'll come in later this year.
And when you look at Drupal for the next year, and you know when Drupal 7 comes out and beyond, what gets you the most excited in terms of like what you see coming down the pipe?
Drupal 7, definitely. I mean, I think like this year is great. We're here at DrupalCon San Francisco. We had 1,400 people in DrupalCon DC. We have over 3,000 people that showed up here. We doubled our growth in 1 year, and we can see that across the board. If you look at server logs, number of people signing up on Drupal.org. The growth is tremendous. It's just a spike straight up.
And that's not just this year. It's been doing that for a number of years. Is that right?
Yeah.
Each year it keeps doubling and getting twice as big.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, every year we've just been doubling and doubling. And I think with Drupal 7, when that comes out, because it's so innovative and because we're just so on the cutting edge with that piece of software, that's just going to really drive growth even more. You're going to have a higher adoption rate. And the number of companies that are coming in, I mean, here we're at San Francisco and we have a keynote from the whitehouse.gov. I mean, that team worked really hard, made a really great website, and that's pretty high profile. And we also have the now public team with the Examiner who are here talking about their sites and such. And that's another huge site that's moving, and that's moving on Drupal 7. So I'm really excited because when that hits, I think our downloads, we're going to see them skyrocket. The number of people that sign up is going to go through the roof. So I'm pretty excited. We have some... The future is pretty bright.
And so we have Chicago next year in the United States. Are we aiming for 5,000 or 6,000 people for there? And what do we need to do in order to keep doubling each year?
You know, that's a good question. We were talking about that last night of what DrupalCon 2011 will hold for us. I think what's going to be really neat is that we have a great plan for DrupalCon 2011 to create kind of a very kind of almost like Drupal utopia, where we're all going to go and be together in one place, almost similar to Sagat in Hungary, where we just literally took over the town. I think we're going to literally take over Chicago in this one concentrated area and create a little Drupal utopia. How many people show up? I don't know if we can double. I mean, that's 6,000 people. That's a lot of people. That's just not a lot of people to show up. It's a lot of people to manage, get into session rooms and everything like that. But 4,000 to 5,000 seems very, very doable. And we'd make a decision where we think what will best serve the people coming to the conference. Because we still want to make sure it's a good conference. We don't want to just get people there just to get people there. We want to get people there to learn Drupal, to understand it, to get involved in the project, to really connect with each other, and to create a more cohesive community. If we can't do that, then that's not DrupalCon. So we still have to maintain what DrupalCon is to the attendees.
I guess that's one of the interesting things that is happening this year with the Core Developer Summit, to try to create that intimate atmosphere with some of the key core developers. And then there was trainings that were happening. And so I'd imagine that there may be multiple different levels of things going on next year. I don't know if there's already been talk about how to adapt for next year.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we recognized pretty early on that DrupalCon, the audience has changed dramatically. When it was, you know, 40 people at the first DrupalCon, they're all developers and mainly all core developers. Now with 3,000 people, definitely we have core developers, but we don't have 3,000 core developers here. You know, we have a handful of core developers. We have a bigger handful of contributed module developers. We have a nice handful of themers and designers. We have a good handful of business owners. We have another handful of project managers. And we have a good chunk of people about... Well, a training yesterday had 500 people. Most of them were brand new to Drupal. I taught a class of 40 people. 20 of them were just now using Drupal. So Drupal 7 will be the first version of Drupal they use. And they're here. And that's just one class. So we are trying to make sure that DrupalCon works for all who attend. And definitely Core Dev Summit was part of that. Like, those people are dedicated to what they do. They're incredibly talented. And they have a place where they can connect and write some code, and I think that went rather well. The training, new people are coming to DrupalCon to learn Drupal. Well, we're helping them out by running training beforehand at a really good rate by some of the best Drupal people in the world, because they came here for San Francisco, so we were able to take advantage of a great opportunity there. And then the sessions itself at the conference, you know, they run everything from how to run a Drupal shop to how to migrate your enterprise website to Drupal, to how to write code in Core, how to submit patches, to what the future of Drupal 8 holds. People are already talking about that. And then after the conference, we do another code sprint and getting people together again to write more code. And, you know, we'll see the whole gamut.
Okay. Thanks.
Cool. Thank you.